there.
We're back.
I'm back. Back again.
I don't know how long it's been. A couple weeks?
I thought we did something last week.
No. Oh, we did the spooky soup episode last week, or the week before.
I guess it might have been towards the end of the week before, so it felt like last week or something like that.
We're back.
Maybe not.
Yeah. I'm Sam, as usual.
I'm Caitlin.
Happy spooky season.
Yep.
Now well into September.
So. Yeah, and a lot more stuff is coming up, which is, like, super exciting.
This Sunday is our first night at Halloween Horror Nights.
Well, and you also went to the...
Oh, Mickey's Not So Scary.
Yeah.
That was fun. We weighed our candy when we got home.
Yeah.
We had 5 pounds of candy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We couldn't believe it.
And that's not even with you guys being, like, crazy gluttonous. Like,
oh, no.
Let's we double hit, dip in line.
And yeah, all I was going to say, we hit every line once, except for maybe 2 or 3 lines. So that's, like... not even hardcore.
Yeah, you so that's not that not just trying.
Like, all night, like, boom, boom. And they bring, you get a bag, like, you get, like, a small bag, like, well, you saw
that. Yeah, I saw that.
People bring, like, actual Halloween pails.
Yeah, because like what that, I think the bag that you have looks like it's, like, 8x8.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, a normal.
It's small. People bring, like, pillowcases. And,
oh, my God.
Like, actual trick or treat bags, so.
That is insane.
Yeah, it was really fun. We go every year.
You see anything new?
There was a couple of new things in the parade that I appreciated. Clarabelle Cow is now in a different outfit, but
I don't know who that is.
She's, like, from the old Mickey cartoons.
Okay.
She's the cow.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What else was there? Actually, it was kind of rainy, so there's a new meet and greet, or at least I didn't know about it, it's Stitch, but he's in his Elvis costume.
Oh, God.
But it was raining, so none of the soft characters were out.
Yeah, that kind
of
sucks.
Yeah, that was one of the only characters that I would have waited in line for. It's crazy because it's the only party that you can, the only time in Disney, where all 7 dwarves come out of the parade.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned that.
When you we did mention it before. When we were talking about
the
before.
The line is insane. Like, hour and a half long to meet all 7 dwarves. And I get it. It's cool. But.
That is crazy.
Like, you're going to get your 5-second picture and then you're done. Like, I don't.
Yeah. Why would you wait in line? Wouldn't you just, like, snap it from afar and be like, this was cool? Like,
I don't get it. I don't really understand it. My one person that I wanted to take a picture with last year at the Christmas party. They have Judy and Nick from Zootopia.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we took those pictures, and I think we waited maybe 15 minutes online.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Nothing, like, crazy. And got, like, good pictures from it, because we have the photo pass with our passes. So all of the pictures that they take go onto my phone.
And yeah.
I keep them.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I know. It's part of our pass. Like, if you can pay for that if you get, like, a multi-day ticket or whatever. But that was it. And I have to say, like, I maybe would have waited half an hour for them, because it's Judy and Nick, they're my favorite, and it's literally the Christmas party.
Yeah.
And because that was the first time that we went to the Christmas party, like, it was like, I want to do it just in case you don't come back.
Yeah.
We actually have our tickets booked already for this year. It is what it is. But anyways, yeah, it was really fun. Very Halloween-y.
That stuff gets crazy, though, because even when we're at Halloween Horror Nights, they trot out The Simpsons sometimes, mm-hmm. and people just fucking slam on the brakes.
Yeah.
They just, like, they can't handle it. And Universal isn't as hidey and secrety as Disney is, as far as, like, this is your one time to see the 7 dwarfs.
Yeah.
And stuff. The Simpsons are literally there.
All the time.
All the time.
Uh-huh.
People, like, they, I don't know. They see a character and they just cannot.
Well, and I remember being a kid, and when we went to Disney and Universal had out Yogi Bear, Barney Rubble, and
I have a picture with Woody Woodpecker when I was, like, 11.
And, like, but they were just literally, they would come out in their costume and walk around the park.
Yes.
They wouldn't be in a designated area. Like, you go to Disney and they have, like, an entire, in, like, the Toon area with, like, where Dumbo is, there's an entire huge-ass tent, like, circus tent building that is just dedicated to meeting Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and Daisy.
That is crazy. Yeah, I remember, like, Woody Woodpecker was one of those, like, when you see it in, like, TV shows or something, it's just kind of you standing at the front and being like, go take a picture.
Yeah.
And whoever walked up got the picture. Like, you just have to kind of sort yourself out.
The only characters at Disney that are like that now are the Country Bears. Like, yeah. There's no line. Like, there is a line, but, like, you just have to... They'll walk around where their thing is.
Yeah.
And, like, you just gotta go do what you gotta do, like, and hope for the best. If they walk away, they walk away, you know?
That is insane.
Yeah. But an hour, hour and a half, I don't... Yeah, but the Halloween party's fun anyway.
Yeah, Halloween Horror Nights is coming up. Yeah, we're gonna go Sunday. On Sunday.
It starts on Friday. Yeah. I think the employee preview is tonight, because I have a friend who works at one of the hotels. Yeah. And she's going tonight.
Yeah.
So, but we're really excited.
So excited.
It's unfortunate. I shouldn't have taken an event. We have a food truck, and I took an event for tomorrow night. Really, I should have waited.
No, it's fine. We could go. Like, we have the frequent fare pass, but with Fridays or whatever, mm-hmm. and then they throw in, like, extra days. We have, like, 30 nights. Yeah. It's okay.
I went through the calendar and wrote every day that we can go on there.
Yeah, so I think...
So it's like, okay, if we don't have anything going on this day, we'll go to Halloween Horror Nights.
Exactly. I think it'll actually be a little bit better Sunday, because, like, tonight they work out the kinks and the employee preview, mm-hmm. usually. But, like, sometimes you walk through a house, there's not a single person in it, because just everything is, like, however... It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, it literally is just, like, fair game there. But by Sunday, they will have, like, a lot of stuff figured out. Mm-hmm. So, I think it's going to be pretty clean.
Yeah.
At least. And kids have school, so...
Yeah.
Sunday night's
going
to be
I do. I like going the Sundays and the Thursdays. I'm happy that we got Friday nights
this We have time. Wednesday, too.
Yeah. And yep. they're doing... Normally, Wednesday is only towards,
like,
the end of October.
Very end, and it's, like, the week after.
I was going to say, next week there's a Wednesday.
I know.
Next week or the week after is a Wednesday.
So it starts, and then there's an empty week, and then the week after that is Wednesday.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's weird, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, when I saw the, days on the, schedule and whatever, and it, you know, it's like 30 plus nights for the frequent fare pass that we got. That is not how it used to be.
No, you got 13 nights?
Yeah, it was like 15 or 13. Mm-hmm. Like, I tell people, like, oh, we get 13 nights, like, and then when I went and looked, I was like, holy crap, we got 30 nights of... spooky goodness.
Yeah, so, and we could literally go every day for a month. I know it's not consecutive, but it would be
I know, but
month.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so cool. And I love having that option, because, like, there's times where we just walk in and we're like, oh, that's too long. And, like, walk around and just, like, look at spooky stuff and leave.
Yeah.
Like, we have
get
a
dinner,
yeah,
get
pretty
merchandise
good dinner,
or whatever.
Like, yeah. And, I mean, it's a nice perk for living in Florida. I'm sure you feel that way with your passes for Disney and stuff. You can literally walk in there and be like,
ugh.
I'm craving a caramel thing.
Yeah.
And just be like, oh, cool, and leave.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Like, it's a weird
It's nice. And
superpower.
I like the fact that it's, you don't have to, you know, you get those people who buy for the one night of Halloween Horror Nights, and it's like, fuck, we have to get every house done. But you got, I think, 10 houses, something like that. And it's like, how the fuck do you think that from 7 o'clock to 2 in the morning, you're going to get all those houses done?
Yeah, see, it doesn't, like, everything has to, like, line up perfectly, and your entire night is spent in lines. Like, you cannot, like, if you smoke, you can't have a cigarette break. If you want to get something to eat, like, it's not going to happen.
No, it's got to be in line.
Like, you need to, like, plan it out really hardcore, and probably invest in a fast pass.
Yeah.
Because it's just not going to happen, and even then, you can only use it once for each house, so...
It's just a lot of money.
It is. So it's just better to get the frequent fare pass and take your odds. And
well, and even if you can only go, it's, I think, like $70 for the
one night.
So you pay an extra $30 for the frequent fare pass with Fridays. Even if you go twice, you're paying for it.
I know.
So you can go, say it's like, oh no, I only went 5 nights out of the 30. Okay, but that means you saved quite a bit of money. And say you do 2 houses a night, you can at least get all the houses in.
Well, that's the thing, and that's $350 paying individual days.
Exactly.
And you could comfortably go in there. If it starts raining, you don't feel like...
fuck my life.
Like, oh my god, like, no, this can't happen.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of thing, because they don't shut down, but some houses will because it's raining...
When
they'll
they
be like, well, we need to wait a
and
little bit.
And if the line is outside, or if it's, you know, you have to go to the houses that have the line going through the soundstage, and if that's, you know, what everybody else is thinking,
exactly,
you're kind of screwed. You
so,
can't do anything.
Always, always, always try and get the frequent fare pass if you live here, and then if you don't live here, just get the express pass. You can at least go through each house once, and if you have time left over, go back to your favorite.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's the best thing that you can do, really.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I'm excited.
All right, so what is our episode about?
Today we're going to talk about, I personally have been obsessed for the last week. There is a YouTube channel called Nuke's Top 5, And he does...
I love lists.
Yeah. He does top five. It's all spooky stuff. He doesn't do anything that's, like...
Not spooky.
Top five movies. Yeah, like, yeah. Anything like that. It's all top five ghosts caught on camera, top five aliens caught on camera.
Yeah, we just watched a couple. It was fun.
He did one that was top five fishing crazy thing. What, surprises.
Okay, surprises. Got it.
Is the word I'm looking for, not crazy things. And it was like...
I think that's a technical use for surprises.
Right. It was like when the Goliath grouper eats the shark that the guy has on the line. Like that kind of stuff.
Okay, yeah.
So we decided that tonight, our episode, or today, whenever you're going to listen to this, it's nighttime here, obviously.
Uh-huh. Because we're gearing up for what?
Oh, we're going to watch American Horror Story tonight.
Yes, we are so stoked. We love American Horror Story just because, like, every season, obviously, is new. So we have not loved or been since fans of since, like...
Well, Freak Show is the last good season as long as...
I had fun with Freak Show.
Yeah, I love Freak Show.
And then after that...
Roanoke was okay.
It was okay.
And then they put the reality TV show, and I hated it.
Yeah, I know. I really liked the beginning of that. Because I just rewatched everything except Cult, which I actually enjoyed, like, parts of Cult.
I need to watch that one fully, because I never finished
it. I didn't finish it either, but there were parts of it that I really liked. And then Hotel, I only liked Liz Taylor's story.
Oh, God, yeah. I just couldn't get behind the fact that fabulous. They tried to plug Lady Gaga into Jessica Lange's role.
And it just doesn't work.
Just make everybody into a more of a lead character.
Exactly.
Have everybody be top billing. Don't try to replace her with one person who hasn't even been on the show. If you're going to replace Jessica Lange with someone, you need to make it...
Kathy Bates.
Or Angela Sarah Bassett. Paulson.
Or some, yeah, Sarah Paulson. Like
Sarah
someone.
Paulson absolutely could have stepped up into a lead
role. That was the thing. So Sarah Paulson is a weird-ass, like, coke hooker.
Yeah.
What?
Make her the countess.
What are
make
you...
Make Lady Gaga the druggie. Like, why would
like,
you
and
do
I
that?
Know the countess has to be, like, crazy sexy, like, whatever they're doing, but it just... Change how crazy sexy the countess is, or the way she, like, functions or something, because Lady Gaga line doesn't work.
No.
It's
and
so
I love
weird.
We're huge Lady Gaga fans. We went to her in concert.
Yeah, we went to her in concert when the tickets were still like $25.
Yeah,
like
we went
she
to her
was nothing.
House of Blues of all places.
Yeah, she was nothing, but
it
she's
like,
fabulous, but not for American Horror Story even a little bit. And then I don't even want to acknowledge that she won something from that.
When like, none of the other characters who have put their fucking lifeblood into this show
and are
have
great.
Won anything.
And
yeah.
are great.
Fantastic.
Like Sarah Paulson as a coked out hooker was better than Lady Gaga.
Well, we were talking about it the other day, who had the most range out of all the characters. Whereas like Lily Rabe plays, she goes from the widow.
Yes.
With the, where she kills herself and her husband does the Frankenstein baby.
In Murder House.
To the demon nun.
Demon nun.
To Misty Day.
Misty Day.
To Eileen Wuornos.
Yep.
Who is she? She's not in Freak Show.
She's not in Freak Show.
But I was thinking, cause we had said that she was the one with the most range in her characters, whereas Sarah Paulson kind of plays almost the same character most, like
she's
a
pretty
strong
normal
woman.
Person.
Yeah.
Every time.
But Dennis O'Hare is
I
somebody
know.
That I didn't think about when we were talking about
no,
who was the most
yeah,
range.
Of course.
But he's, you know, he's the burned guy in the first one.
Yep.
In Asylum, he's not in it. He's in Coven as Spaulding, the butler. Freak Show, he's the guy.
The, yeah,
like
the
guy who
guy.
Tries to kill and takes Ma Petite. He's, who is he in? What's the next season?
After that is Hotel.
Freak Show. Oh, that's why I can't remember it. Is he in Freak Show? Oh, no, Hotel.
He's in...
Yeah, he's
Liz Taylor.
Liz Taylor, fantastic character.
Amazing, it's his best one.
Is he in Roanoke?
Yeah, Roanoke, he is... Because I just watched it. He is the guy that leaves the videotapes.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
saying,
yeah.
Saying, like, don't
okay.
go in this house. Like, and that's probably, like, his most... Like, besides
they find
Freak
him down
Show,
in the
that's...
Cellar,
yeah.
Right?
So, I mean, is kind of, like, 50-50. The Liz Taylor thing is, like, a... Out of the... He should have won something for that.
Yeah,
out
fantastic.
Of the ballpark, like... It's so heartfelt. Mm-hmm. His story is just, like, I don't know. I freaking love it. But we are super excited about tonight.
Yeah.
Like, insane.
We're
going to
try and get this episode up tonight, so you probably won't hear it until after the show is premiered. But we're going to do some stuff on the story, live stream, how excited we are.
Yep. Okay, so anyhow. Okay, so you were talking about Nukes.
Nukes Top 5.
Yeah.
Fantastic channel on YouTube. Shout out to him. He does very, very good compilation videos of different, like I said, ghosts caught on camera, aliens caught on camera, mm-hmm. just even random stuff where, there was one I watched today where it was a ghost caught on camera one, but it was this freaky ass video. It's not one of my videos that we're talking about. Where there, it's like a ghost hunting show. I'm guessing it's like a YouTube show or something like that. Uh-huh. 'Cause it doesn't look like it's like a high budget thing. And they're in this castle or something where they're investigating. And they're all standing around a table trying to do a seance to talk to the ghost. And this fucking woman that's standing at the table, her face contorts. So she has, like, a smile, but the smile goes all the way back to her ears.
Oh, I hate that shit.
And her nose comes out and stuff like that. And the ghost hunter guy's like, you need to come back here now to the girl. And she leaves the room, but has no idea that this has happened to her. It's crazy. Like, it's videos that I haven't seen ever before on YouTube.
Real or fake, the smile thing just is not...
It's creepy. Yeah. So what we're going
to
do
we'll
tonight...
We'll have to watch that after we're done here, I gotta see it.
Yeah, it's creepy as hell. Is we're going to... We've picked three each ghost videos. Hopefully there's no overlap. If there is, there is. Three ghost videos each.
Oh, I got... I have one that's not... I have, like... Mine aren't just ghosts.
Well,
I thought it was like spooky
shit. So three
shit on,
spooky.
Yeah.
Are they real? Are they not real?
Exactly.
Videos.
Yes. Yeah.
So we've all picked. We both picked three.
Yeah.
We'll describe them as best as we can and go into some detail about whether we think they're real or fake and whether they're scary because we think they're real or scary because
we'll
they're
give
just
you,
fucking scary.
We'll give you the title too, so you can go and look it up. I know
mine's are all nukes. Like, compilation videos. Sorry. Oh, one of them is not.
Okay.
The other one I couldn't find googling it.
Well, I mean, even if you give like a rough name of what it is,
yeah,
you'll be able to find it on YouTube. I'm sure.
So I'll let Caitlin. We'll do one each.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
So you can go first.
So my first one, just because I've always like I've been obsessed with it since I've seen it. Is the Fresno Nightcrawlers.
Mm. We just
we just watched it again. And it's one of those things that I saw a while ago on Sci-Fi Channel when they had the Fact or Faked Paranormal Files. May it rest in peace.
I'm doing our secret handshake.
They had it on there, and if you aren't familiar with the show, they would all bring, like, oh, there's, like, this spooky video I found, and I'm pretty sure it's real, and we should investigate it and try and, like, prove that it's fake, or how they did it kind of thing, and I really loved the show. So everybody would watch the video, and they'd be like, nope, that's CGI. I want you to watch this part right here, where this table jumps to the side. Like, that, they messed up, and they're like, okay, it's fake. Well, the Fresno Nightcrawler... it was in Fresno, California, obviously. And,
spoiler alert.
Yeah. And, this is, my YouTube is not coming up. It is of these, it basically looks like a wishbone.
Yeah.
But it's got.
With pajama pants on.
Yeah, with, like, pajama pants on. Sorry. And, it's walking across this guy's yard. It was a Hispanic man that lived there, and he didn't really speak English when they interviewed him. And it's walking across his yard. He had put up cameras because apparently his dogs had been barking at night, and he personally didn't see anything when he would check, but it was always, like, the same time. And so he put up these cameras, and then that's when he caught this weird-looking wishbone thing moving across his yard.
It's like a head with extra long legs that come straight out of the head.
Well, yeah, and it's not even, like, a head that you can identify. It's just there's a top part to it, and then you see, like, the wishbone come out of that.
Yeah.
And the way it walks is very fluid. It looks like a flag in, like, a hurricane breeze. Like, the body waves in such a weird way, though it's walking so slow. And they tried to recreate this thing over and over. They did a kid... like, covered a kid in, like, a sheet, like, run across here, little kid, like, all kinds of stuff, and there's no way that a human could move the way that this thing does.
Yeah, I remember them doing the, zip line almost kind of thing, where they tried to make it, but the legs wouldn't move the way that the legs...
It twisted a lot.
Yeah, and like, it was, like, where it's kind of trying to get the leg out from behind it to get the next
exactly
step, whereas the Fresno Nightcrawler is very like fluid.
Well, it definitely lands on the ground. Like
yeah,
when it
it's
walks,
a
leg hits the ground and then that leg like does propulsion for the other leg. Like it definitely steps. It's just it's so weird. Like it is very creepy, and then the fact that they could not find They could not find any way to recreate it so it was just as fluid as what was on his video freaked me out. But it still freaks me out. Like, I mean, I live in the woods, so it's kind of a problem anyhow, but...
Well, and it's such an innocuous thing where if it was in real life just hanging on the wall or something, you'd be like, oh, what is that?
Yeah.
It'd be a big deal. But the fact that it's walking across his yard...
And just the way it moves. In the
dead of night...
Yes.
Is like... And it's definitely an independent thing. Like, you don't see... It's not going across a clothesline or something like that. It's definitely something that's walking across his yard. And in that case, it's somebody with really, really tall legs who has their arms tucked in. Or,
yeah.
But it's not, because I've never seen a human walk like that.
No.
Even it's like a ballerina type walk where it's so fluid.
But you can see through it because, like, the arch in between its legs is so high, it connects almost to the... It's very weird.
Yeah.
Like, it's
when
so
people
weird.
Put their legs through the hoodie.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
But taller.
Yeah. Like the 7-foot man, but 6 feet of it is his legs.
It's so strange. But that's like my number one spooky video. I love it. Yeah. I absolutely love it. So what is your spooky video?
So the first one I'm going to say about is something that's recently come up.
I have seen this with my own eyes.
It's freaking creepy. And we don't really know what to make of it. So, on one of the ghost compilation videos, 5 ghosts caught on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry, no, it's not. It's a 5 dolls caught on camera moving from Nuke's Top 5. They're pretty much all going to be from here. And, so what it is there's 5 different dolls that, like, there's, like, a clown that moves his head, and they're, like, they're all creepy.
Yeah.
My husband and I were watching, we have 4 dogs. I know that sounds crazy now that I say it out loud. But our pit bull, Jada, was sitting next to the Preston on the couch. She is the sweetest dog. She doesn't bark. The only time she really barks is if somebody comes to the door.
Yep.
She doesn't bark at things. She doesn't bark at squirrels. She doesn't do anything like that. She's
nope.
really sweet. Really, she's energetic and playful, but she's very mellow.
She's not noisy.
No.
And
she doesn't growl. She doesn't whine.
Her focus isn't that great either.
No, she's all constantly jumping from, like, me to Preston, to the dogs, to the cats.
To the kitchen, to back here, to what's
exactly.
over here. Like, yeah.
So the only time she's ever paid attention to the television is when you go onto YouTube and you put in those, like, for the dog videos, and
uh-huh.
it's a dog barking, or it's a squeaky toy. That is literally the only thing that you can put on the TV that will get her attention.
And it's supposed to.
Yeah, it's for dogs. So, the other night we were watching the doll video where it's 5, top 5 dolls move, caught
doll
on the tape
videos,
moving.
Yeah.
So the third doll on the tape, on the upload... Which is, I believe, if you go to his uploads, it's the last doll-related video he did. So the third doll, it's a composite doll. So it was in the time before plastic, or not before plastic, but before they started using plastic to make dolls.
Yeah.
It's a composite doll, so it's made of glue and sawdust. So
yeah.
it's a really basic, so it's the ones where they have the body that's soft, and then the legs and the arms and the head are made out of this composite.
Yeah.
Quote unquote plastic.
Yeah, and it's like as plain can be.
Yeah.
Like
it's a
naked baby
doll. There's
just,
no yeah, there's no hair, there's no nothing. So it's got a little bit of cracks in it and everything. So they've sped up the video. It's like a time lapse.
Yeah.
So I don't know, say it's over the course of 3 hours, they show it to you in 30 seconds. So instead of seeing the dolls barely seeing the doll arm move,
it's freaking
like it's going
weird.
Fast because, you know, so the arms are going up and down. So anyway, so we're watching this video. Jada is completely silent, not paying attention. Hanging out on the couch with Preston. So I'm on my phone, and I suddenly, when this doll comes on the video.
Yeah, this is doll number 3, and they explain how they're made first.
Yeah, and it's about 20 seconds, maybe 30 seconds worth of time of seeing this doll move. So it's just like a white background with the doll sitting on the bed or the
couch
or whatever.
Looks like a pillow,
yeah.
That's it.
Moving, that's it. So Jada, I'm on my phone, and I'm kind of watching the TV, kind of doing my phone thing, and I hear a growl, which sounds like Antonio, which is our Rottweiler, and he likes to be vocal.
Yeah.
So, I hear a growl, and Jada, and I hear Preston say, babe.
Mm-hmm.
And I look over, and Jada is growling. All her hackles are up. She's sitting on her butt, like, on the couch, staring at the TV with her ears up, which she likes to have them down when she's relaxing, so... with her ears up, she starts barking while she's sitting on the couch, gets up off the couch, runs to the TV, stands right in front of the TV, and will not stop barking at this doll.
So crazy.
The weirdest... This is not... Like, I can't...
But you've been watching these videos.
Yeah, I mean, for hours. I have... They have sat with me while Preston was at work that day, I believe. Hours. Literal hours sitting there watching these kind
watching
of videos.
Watching crazy stuff yeah, move.
Watching
and just...
things fly across the screen. She's not interested.
Well, and we watch horror mention, movies. We watch yeah. movies where... People are screaming, and there's chainsaws, yeah. and...
Impractical Jokers is one thing that's on our in our house all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah,
and they're screaming, and they're laughing,
and they're
making
in a
loud noises.
Cat costume running around. Yeah. Like, there's all kinds
she
of stuff.
She has no... She never...
And this is a
TV.
Silent baby doll video. Like, they
and it's
focus...
it's only moving. It, there's no noise. No. There's no nothing until he starts talking.
Yeah, they focus for that whole time on the time lapse of... It's sped up, this baby doll, like, slowly raising its hand up and
yeah.
putting it down.
So we, the next doll in
so
the
video
is
So we got rid of
like,
Jada.
Right. So the next doll is like another random doll. And then the next doll after that is the same type of doll, a composite doll. Nothing. Doesn't yeah. move, doesn't care about the TV anymore. She's completely
That's
fine.
That's so weird.
So I wanted to see what I could do, get a video of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I sent you that video.
Yep. And she is like,
and
she's so scared and worried
comes
looking.
On. And she didn't bark this time.
No, she didn't.
It was, like, a few minutes later.
But her face was
And she, like,
haunting.
Stares at the TV, her ears go up, and she's staring. So we tried it again tonight, and she
And
ran
she was crazy.
Up to the
like,
TV.
She was really crazy tonight, because I just got... we do this at Sam's house.
Hi.
So I just got here, and all the dogs are excited, because they love me, and we're eating. Like, I have food, and... It's 5 minutes into being mm-hmm. here. Like, it's kind of hectic.
Yeah,
Preston's
she's
feeding
around.
Dogs.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you know, she's having
she's
fun.
She's running around. She's playing with Dewey. She's playing with Antonio.
So we put on the video and Sam, and, you know, Sam's trying to, like, there's a little bit of, like, hey, Jada, come sit next to me. Like, let's calm down for a second. So she glances at the TV and then double checks. And then she stares at it, jumps off the couch, and runs straight up to the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, looks this baby doll in the eyes.
Yeah. She wasn't barking or anything.
No,
so
and
it moves
its hand up and down,
yeah.
which is basically the video, and then they repeat, like, hey, did you see that? And it
yeah.
moves its hand up and down, which it's pretty quick that it moves
yeah.
its hand up and down. Like, they fast-forwarded
mm-hmm.
really fast.
Yeah, it's time-lapsed.
And so it moves its hand up and down, and she's staring at it in the eyes, and then just, like, kind of walks away. Like, she's getting used to the demon she's seeing.
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird.
My theory is that there is a ghost on the tape, and that she can see it, and we can't see it.
It's something.
I know that might be crazy.
But I don't understand how... She's literally, like, you're giving her all kinds of things to look at, and she's never interested in the TV. Like,
yeah.
she's never done anything like that before. Even, like I said, people screaming on the TV, mm-hmm. she doesn't, like, oh, what is that? That's weird.
Not even a little bit.
Like, it's so
So if
strange.
You have any pets at your house, go ahead and try that with them.
Yeah.
See if there's, let us know, DM us or comment or anything like that. Let us know if you have any creepy things that happen when you watch that video. Like I said, it's a creepy video anyway.
Yeah, it is, because
and that
it moves.
Just like, oh my freaking God, like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah, I, the video that you sent me of her just, you know, eyeballing this thing and looking so scared was creepy enough, but this tonight was like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so weird. Okay, so my, next one is, it's a video... I saw it for the first time on Finding Bigfoot, which I know isn't, like, super reputable, but I've actually thought a lot about this video just because I don't remember so much, like, they try and meet up with the people, but I remember the people were doing, like, they were basically just screwing around on a campground, like, they were at a campground, and they're doing, like, this little, like, messing around with each other. They're interviewing each other, and there's, like, six or seven of them. Well, the
like
video...
Like, the first time they got a video camera?
Yeah. So, the video itself is of them. And in the left top-hand corner, you see figures walk on the tree line. There's a big figure and a little figure.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this big figure comes into the tree line, and, like, again, it's, like, Finding Bigfoot does their little, like, enhanced video thing, so they, like, you can only see the left-hand corner on the screen on
yeah.
your TV, because the video is distinctly these people, like, giving a fake interview kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, like a confessional.
So they scope up to the left-hand corner, and there's a big figure with what looks like another figure on its back, and it walks into the thing. And it's, like, kind of, like, really tree and bushy, but you can see, like, through vines and stuff. And the little figure, and this thing is, like, on 2 feet. Little figure jumps off its back and climbs up into the tree and starts swinging. And it's swinging from limb to limb. I mean, it's very monkey, except for the fact that measuring up to the height of the tree where they're seeing the limbs,
yeah,
it's the size of a person, if not bigger, that carried this thing over, and then it swung, and it swang, and it swang, and then it, like, returns back to the thing and leaves. And it's just always been very questionable to me, because it's, none of them notice it. That's not the point of it.
Yeah.
It does, like, and it's swinging. Like, it's not, like, awkwardly crawling. Like, it is definitely some kind of, like monkey, going through these trees, but the thing is standing on both hind legs, like, just watching it.
Well, and I feel like if there was a gorilla in the woods, it would be noticed pretty damn quick.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. But, like, and, you know, there's some very distinct branches on the tree. So when they go to see, you know, okay, it left at this point and hit that branch kind of thing. Like, is that on the ground? Is it whatever? And it is above their heads.
Yeah.
Where it left. So it's at least human height standing straight up on its back legs, whereas, you know, monkeys are going to be on all fours.
Yeah, they walk with, like, the,
like, their knuckles
they
and
use,
stuff.
Yeah, they use their hands to
walk.
Yeah,
so it's not like this thing stood up before it got to the tree and then the thing jumped off. Like, it walked up to this point at the tree and the thing jumped off its back.
Ew.
It's very weird. It's one of my favorite Bigfoot videos. You can find it by searching, like, any combination of, like, Bigfoot and baby video. This is on Animal Planet because it was from Finding Bigfoot, but you can look up Baby Bigfoot Swings from Tree Limb and, or Finding Bigfoot, you know, in there, and you can watch it and, you know, see for yourself, but I like it a lot.
And you think it's real?
I personally, like, it's something. There
well,
is something.
Well, it's always more credible to me when people are like, I was filming my family doing this. But look what I caught in the background.
Exactly.
We didn't notice until we rewatched the video a year later or whatever, yeah. And then we were like, holy shit.
Well, that was their interview thing, too, was like, because they always go to these towns and they're like, tell us your stories. And that's basically, like, their interview later is basically them being like, we weren't doing anything there for that.
Yeah.
It wasn't until we, like, looked at everything and saw, like, what the hell's going on in the background back there? Like, who is that? So, I like it. And I feel like it's one of the more questionable pieces out there as far as is or isn't it.
Well, it's really cool.
Yeah. All right, so your next one.
So my next one, I unfortunately, like I said today, I tried to Google the video, and I put in all different combinations of the like, what happens in the video, and I cannot fucking find just the video. So it's in Nuke's top 5, one of the compilation videos. Good luck. So, I actually think that it might be one of the doll videos. Not the one that I was talking about before.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the whole premise of the tape is about a teddy bear moving. So what happens in the video is it's in Spanish, so there's, like, subtitles and everything. But he explains that this man got hurt. I think it might have been a car accident. Not really sure. So he was in the hospital. He wasn't in a coma, but he was, like, out.
Unresponsive.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
So his wife, he had a dream. He remembers this dream from when he was out, and it was a little girl coming to him with a teddy bear.
Okay.
And in the dream, she says to him, when I give you this teddy bear, you're going to wake up, and you're going to be cured.
Okay.
So, in the dream, she hands him the teddy bear, and then he wakes up from the sleep or the coma or whatever.
Okay.
I mean, it's not really, you know what I mean? It's not, like, what you traditionally think of as a coma, but he was out, like, for a couple of days.
Unresponsive, yeah.
So, he wakes up, and obviously everybody's happy, blah, blah, blah. So, his wife, there's a teddy bear sitting on, like, his table, because people bring you flowers and that kind of stuff. So, he says to his wife, oh my god, like, where did that teddy bear come from? It's actually a Sad Sam doll, which is, I remember it from when I lived in England. So, what it is it's the big, it's like the teddy bear that is a basset hound, but he has really sad looking eyes.
Oh, okay.
This one?
Yes.
That you find
is that
out,
what,
like,
that's called?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
all right.
It's
yeah.
what you know, it's a Sad Sam doll. You find them, like, Hallmark, that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I said, I remember them more from England than from here. Like, I have a couple of Sad Sam dolls.
Yeah.
So, it's a Sad Sam doll. So, anyway, so his wife says to him, oh, actually, that's kind of weird because before you woke up, a little girl came to me and gave me her doll, or her, I'm sorry, her teddy bear.
Yeah.
And said to me, your husband will be cured. And walks away.
Weird.
Gives the girl, like, gives his wife the Sad Sam doll and walks away. So, he's like, oh my god, what the hell? Like, my dream is the same thing, like, that happened.
Yeah.
She gave her the thing, the, you know, when I got the thing in the dream, is when I got the teddy bear in the dream, that's when I woke up. So, he goes, he takes the thing home. I think he has kids. I think he has, like, a daughter and a couple sons or something like that.
Okay.
Like I said, it's all in Spanish, and I should have paid more attention in class. But, so, he has he sends away his kids to go to, like, stay at their grandparents' house because weird things start to happen.
Uh-huh.
Things move, like, doors will be open, toys will be played with, toys will move, that kind of stuff. So, in the video, this is the part of the video that is actually the video. So he sent his kids away, and it's him at home. I think he's alone, or his wife is there, but it's only them two.
How are they recording it?
It's an old school handheld camera.
Okay, are they just, like, fucking around? It's from, like, the 90s.
No, no, he's found, he's heard something.
Okay, and
so he's grabbed the camera.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha.
So he's grabbed the camera, so he goes into what I assume is the little girl's room, and on the bed, there's the pillow, it's like a quilt.
Uh-huh.
Like a square quilt, yeah. You know what I mean, okay. With the squares on it. So the matching pillowcase, and then the Sad Sam doll is sitting up on the pillowcase.
Okay.
So I guess the daughter had, like, gotten an attachment to it or whatever. So he is focused the camera. You can see the whole room, but he's focused the camera. He's talking to the camera about the pillowcase and the doll, and that he's been hearing stuff. So as that happens, you see on the other side of the room, things start to move. The fan turns around. There's a toy that kind of, like, not like an accordion, but, like, it, like, goes up and down.
Okay.
And then the fan falls over, which is what gets him to, like, oh my god, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
So then you see on the other corner, while he's paying attention to that, you see the pillow slide down, like, moved, like, pulled, okay. You know. And the Sad Sam doll falls. So you can tell he's not looking, because then he looks back to that, and he's like, oh my god, the doll moved. Whereas we can see on the picture, on the video, that the pillow moved, the pillow fell. Was, like, yanked, and yeah. Then the Sad Sam fell. So then, I have goosebumps. So then, he's like, okay, like, he's, like, talking to the ghost.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, who's there? What's going on? Tell, you know. And then you hear in, like, a little girl voice, hola.
Oh, weird.
Oh, my God. It was so fucking scary. So, he freaks out, backs up out of the room, and closes the door a little bit, or the door, like, closes. So, then you hear Ola again from a little girl voice. So, he's freaking out, but trying to talk to this girl, like, the girl. And then he says, what do you want, or who do you want, or something like that. And she says, mama. And he's like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. But, like, the voice is very, it's a little girl voice, but it's, like, a far away.
Yeah.
Like, kind of, like,
yeah. Underwater. Like, yeah,
yeah, exactly. But I don't know if it's real or not.
But it's very convincing.
Oh my god. Because oh, the wow. whole, like I said, it's not like.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah, you see the whole room in one shot. So it's not like somebody's running back and forth doing something. You see the whole room in one shot. Like I said, unfortunately, I googled man with teddy bear dream, ghost, like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I cannot find it.
What about, like, haunted Sad Sam?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that may work. But it's a Sad Sam doll, so if you ever come across it, that's what it is. It's in one of Nuke's top compilation ghost caught on film.
Yeah.
Thing.
Wow.
It's compelling. Like, yeah, I'm
gonna
truly
have to start watching these Nuke things.
Oh, they're amazing. Yeah. He's very good. And he's got a good voice.
Yeah, so he does. I know.
His voice doesn't distract you, but it doesn't bore you either.
Yeah, I love, like, compilation top 10, top 5 things on any, like, literally anything.
Yeah.
But the voice, I will change it instantly.
Exactly. But so, that's a really good video. I can't recommend it enough. It's definitely compelling. I think that out of all those 5 on that particular compilation video, that was the only one that I was like, I literally had goosebumps. And then
yeah.
I had goosebumps, and then when they said, when it was like, you just hear, like, hola, and it's like, oh my god! Like, he's talking to this fucking ghost, so.
Oh, damn. Very sounds scary. Really, really good.
It was good. It was very good.
Ooh. Weird.
So you
want to
go ahead with your last one?
Okay, so my last one is actually, I was trying to choose between the Phoenix Lights And stuff like that, which, I mean, it's really mainstream to me. The Phoenix Lights are, and they're very popular, mm-hmm. and a lot of people know about them. And there's, all, you know, like anything, there's tons of conspiracies, tons of thoughts, tons of whatever.
Well, Unsolved did an episode on it, right?
Yeah. So I chose the Brown Mountain Lights, which are more religious about okay. coming out. It's basically, like, almost a nightly occurrence. That
oh,
these,
shit.
Yeah, that these lights come out in the Brown Mountains.
What is it called?
The
Brown Mountain Lights?
Brown Mountain Lights. There are tons of videos on these things. The one that I had chose is called Brown Mountain Lights, First Footage Ever. And it's a video of the side of, like, a cliff, basically. And you see these, it looks like several trucks driving around like crazy, but it's the side of a rock surface.
Ooh.
At certain points, you can see it, like, anywhere that you're at around these, yeah, any place that you're at around these mountains.
Oh, it's a news channel. Sorry.
Yeah. Any place that you're at around these mountains and stuff, there's a train tracks that if you're on a certain part of the train tracks come nightfall, which is like 7:30, these lights will just show up. And, actually, Unsolved did one of those, too. Or, not Unsolved. The Fact or Fake Paranormal mm-hmm. Files did it, where they tried to test, is it a truck coming down the train tracks? Is it a house that's up in these hills and they're coming down the
yeah.
side of the house? Like, all that stuff. And it just sits there in the same spot, and then it leaves.
That's so weird.
Yeah, so they caught, there, like I said, there are tons. It's weird because there's so many videos on these Brown Mountain Lights and almost, like, monthly. Where they're like, Brown Mountain Lights, August. Brown Mountain Lights, September. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy. Huh. But yeah, they show up come nightfall. And they're, you know, where this vantage point is on the side of this rock surface, it looks like many lights just kind of circulating. But they stay in one place. And they are. It is, like, the craziest, you know, flashlight tag game ever.
Yeah, like giant firefly.
It is. It's insane. And then other times, I guess, when people are far enough away, it just looks like one light that is, like, a little sparkly. But, yeah, it reoccurs a bunch, actually. I think it's a really cool, any videos on it are really cool. And I just, whatever it is, extraterrestrial or not, is really weird.
Yeah.
That it is such an occurrence that
you
it's
said
a
it was
thing.
Religious?
No. It religiously it
oh,
shows up.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? Okay.
What
sorry.
Is religious about it?
Yeah, I was like, what is it? Jesus?
No, it just, it religiously shows up.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's daily or whatever it is.
Hmm.
There's, I mean, it's one of those things. Like, people go there to search out this spot to just see them because it's going to happen.
Has anybody been, like, where it happens when it happens?
No, because they can't find, like, an actual, like solid point of where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is. It's so weird. So I've always found it interesting, no matter extraterrestrial or freaking there's a lake and it's just perfectly hitting whatever.
Yeah.
I just think it's really cool.
Yeah,
like,
that is cool.
You know, it's something to, like...
The fact that it happened so often, because, like, the Phoenix lights were, like, a couple of times, and then that was it.
Yeah, yeah. It was a span... I think the Phoenix lights were a span of, like, 4 days.
Yeah.
But for long hours kind of thing. And then there's been a couple reports lately. They thought it was coming back. But, yeah. I don't know. I like the Brown Mountain lights. I think they're pretty cool.
Yeah, and they're pretty, too.
Yeah. So, okay. What's your...
So, my last one
Ooh.
Is not actually a compilation
Ooh.
Video.
Oh.
Something that I've been paying attention to for, I want to say, a year now. So...
It's been on your radar, just
yeah.
in case.
So, there's a guy on Instagram called Adam Tots, and he's a... you'll know him.
If
I mean,
he
I'll
did,
get one of his...
If videos. He didn't invent the tater, then...
He does, his name is really Adam Ellis.
Okay.
And he's a comic book... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Maybe that's not his real name. What? So, anyway, so my phone is going crazy right now.
Uh-oh.
I know. That's a little scary. Okay, so his name is Adam Ellis. Yeah, so I was right. Fuck you, Google. So he does these cartoons.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
okay.
You've seen him. It's the guy with, like, the big hair. And
yeah, they're on Imgur.
Yeah,
and,
he's really funny.
All that stuff.
He has a very distinct... drawing style, so
yes.
If you Google him, you'll
yeah,
know.
You'll see it.
So, that's what he does. He's an animator, or, like, a cartoonist. I follow him on Instagram and Twitter. So about, I'm going to say a year ago, he started this thread on Twitter about Dear Daniel.
Yeah.
So have you heard of it?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the story is that he had a dream and this kid, a little girl came to him in the dream and said to him, "This is damn Daniel. Back at it again with those white bands. Oh my
god, you did not.
Dear David is what I'm looking for. Damn Daniel. I'm a 29-year-old woman.
Who's there?
Oh my god.
Damn Daniel.
So it's called Dear David. So in the dream,
Jesus Christ.
The little girl tells him, you can ask David two questions, any more than that, and he's going to haunt you.
Yep.
So he has a dream. He asks the two questions, but then mistakenly asks the third question.
Yep.
Kind of like a follow-up question in his dream. So anyway, so he wakes up. He freaks out. Over the course of, I don't know, 6 months or so.
Because this is where he's, like, tracking his cats, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This will pass some time. It is fucking creepy.
So he keeps waking up, and every time he wakes up, he's got, like, a bruise on his arm. Or
something's out of place.
Out of place. So he sets up a video camera, and these are the videos that you can watch. And you see, one of the videos that's the scariest, I think, is that there's a couple of things that move on his, he has the camera set up in his living room, and, like, it's basically focused on the shelf is, like, the main part of it, and then you see his couch and his living room and stuff like that. So his, there's something falls, it's a turtle shell, something falls off the wall, like, doesn't, you know, it just, like, falls.
Yeah, it just falls.
So, then his cat, he has two cats, and the black and white cat starts, like, acting weird.
Yep.
And then it jumps over something that's not there.
Yeah.
And then turns around and hisses at where it just jumped.
Yes.
Very fucking scary.
It is weird. It's very strange.
Like we talked about with Jada earlier, I feel like animals can definitely sense things that we can't.
Totally different. But, I mean, they know when a tsunami's coming before it even strikes. They're running kind of thing. So
the fact that the cat literally jumps over something
I remember that video.
And then looks at it. But it's a I highly recommend reading the entire thread.
Regardless if these things are real or not.
And I don't see why it would be.
It's very...
Would be fake, I mean.
No, I know. The story itself is, like, exhausting. In the sense of, why would anybody keep up with this so hard?
Yeah.
But there's stuff that you see in the videos and then some, frozen frame picture things where you're like... Oh, I don't know. That can't be real. Well, but he goes so long without giving... I don't know. It seems exhausting.
Dear David. Oh, my God.
Damn, Daniel. It's Dear David.
Dear David is apparently this kid who's got, like, his head caved in on one side.
Yeah.
So, in a couple of the videos, or a couple of... I don't think it's the videos. The cat is the video.
Yeah,
in a
there's couple still...
Of the, there's times where he's, like, taking pictures of, like... He'll be filming himself take a picture of the hallway.
Yes.
And you can see... In the video that the hallway is lit up.
Yes.
But when he takes it, it's like a Polaroid type camera where it instantly comes out and then develops. In the picture, the doorway is a black. Like,
yes.
There is no light. Yeah. No light shining from the room that he's in. No light coming from the room that he's not in. Very creepy. But in a couple of them, in the blackness, you can see the outline and like a little bit of David. So it's creepy. And then there was one series of tweets that he put out that were almost like David had possessed him.
Yeah.
And David's favorite color is green, or there's something to do with green. So anything that moves, or anything that, like, the turtle shell and stuff, anything that moves or anything that comes around.
No, it was a chair, wasn't it?
Yeah, the chair is green.
Yeah.
But he's David... quote unquote, apparently sits in the chair because it's green.
Okay.
And then there was a couple of tweet, like a couple of like one, cause he goes, he'll like do this where something happens and then go back to his animations and tweet about random things and regular things. And then it'll be like, okay, David's back. And then he'll go through it again. So one of the things is that there was like an attic in his building.
Yeah.
So what it was is that the stairs were really steep And then the attic was, like, right above the lowest stair.
Yeah.
So instead of it being, like, a regular landing and then the attic above it, it was, like, almost impossible to get to. You had to have, like, a construction ladder to get to the attic.
Yeah, yeah.
So he heard something or something. Oh, I'm sorry. Something fell from the attic.
Yep.
A little kid's black little shoe.
Yes.
So he wanted his landlord to find out what the hell was up in the attic. Yeah, because he was like,
why the fuck is this thing here?
Why is there a baby, basically a kid's shoe in the attic? Why the fuck is that up there? Obviously with the David thing in mind. So when they finally get the ladder and they go up there, there's a little green ball in the corner. That's the only thing that's in the attic.
Yeah.
It's fucking scary. Like, it's creepy. You know, if it's real, super... even if it's not real, like, props to him.
Yeah, he's great. He's a great storyteller. Because these are very... Not just the tweets, but his actual storytelling is very long. So, like, make a nice cup of coffee, sit down and read through these and watch the videos.
And there's, like, a thread of, like, 20 at a time.
Yeah.
So there's 140 characters and stuff like that.
Yeah. So it goes on a little while with videos and stuff. So cozy up to, like, catch up on this. But it is good.
If it's not real, it's
very good.
Yeah.
If it's real, just because of his inconsistency and where he's like, look at this piece of pizza I had. And then the next tweet is like, I just saw this thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting the way he goes through that stuff.
Good. Yeah. But I highly recommend it. Watch the videos, the cat jumping over something invisible and then hissing at it.
It's really weird.
You can train cats and stuff like that.
Yeah, but it's like,
who the fuck is going to train a cat to do that?
The only way he could have done it is like literally like shoot it with a very, very, very light BB gun so that it doesn't like take off or die.
Yeah.
Like it just jumps up and hisses. It's weird.
It's very good. But check out all the videos
I totally forgot about those. They're super creepy.
I enjoy that a lot.
I enjoy that a lot, too.
And he's great. He does a lot.
His animations are great, too. Yeah, so.
And they're always like that, oh my god, that's so me.
Yeah.
Like, type one where it's like, how I expect to dress and fall. How I actually dress.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, thank god, someone else feels that way.
Yeah, could I be wearing any more clothes type stuff?
Yes.
But that's our show for today.
Yes, it is.
Well, like I said, I'm going to try and get this up right now. But if not, enjoy American Horror Story. Let us know what you think.
Yes, yes. And the next time we talk to you, we are going to have a report.
Yeah.
We'll definitely review Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh, yeah. We'll review Halloween Horror Nights and we'll review American Horror Story.
Yeah, we'll talk about it a little bit. See where we're going.
The premiere episode, see where it's going, see any predictions that we might have for the coming season.
Yeah, Sam's, like, Nostradamus on some of this stuff sometimes. She can predict, like, oh, yeah, this is going to happen. 13 episodes later.
It does.
It's weird.
But we'll end on that note.
All right.
Have a spooky night.
Bye.